It's time for the show that brings the magic right to your speakers. Ears up!
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's another episode of Ears Up Podcast. We're here to talk Disney. More importantly, we're here to change Disney, okay? This is what we're doing. We got our hard hats on. We got our overalls. We got our name badges. We got our high-vis vests. We're all about climbing over the walls of DCA and demolishing Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters. I believe that's the name for it. Although, don't take my word for it, because I can't remember anything in Cars Land other than Cars Land and Mater's avoid it at all costs. That's it.
Stop.
So here we are today.
Great. We're wrong.
We're going to replace. We're going to do some armchair Imagineering, folks, which I can't remember the name I wanted to change it to, because some other pod has been using armchair Imagineering forever. So, but whatever. Here we are. We're here with it. So we're going to change it to Sumped. I don't know what it is, but we're going to reimagine it into something else entirely. And I'm excited about it, because I think my show is going to win. And about 20 minutes before we go live, every time we do these, I always think, oh, I should have got Kyle on, our friend, former Imagineer Kyle, to come back to judge. Because those were always fun shows when people can tell me that I win.
Yeah. And
remember, so I've never had a fun show.
He was on when he told me that I won.
I don't remember that. I remember it totally differently. Yeah.
No.
Well, I think after the show, he was like, look, you actually really won, bro. But I didn't want to, you know, Bev is very fragile. And I said, I appreciate
that. But I'm not, so.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. I don't know, man. Anyway.
Whatever.
Taryn is not here tonight. We are Taryn-less. She got her second dose of the vaccine the other day, and so she's just tired. She feels fine, but she's just exhausted. So, you know, she's upstairs recovering. Apparently, we have Brittany on the line, but no video. So you live listeners are out of luck. Brittany, what's going on?
Not much. Just hanging in my new apartment.
That's right. You moved out finally.
I know.
Excited? Crazy. Are you super stoked?
Yeah, we just need some art and decorations, because it's pretty echoey,
bro. That is like you perpetually your existence from now on is like finding art. At least if like for us, I'm still looking for art to crap to hang on the walls, man, because it's like you sort of, I don't know, for me it's like I want the perfect thing, whatever that is, but where do you go, right? You go to like Home Goods and here's some mass produced, you know, weird oil painting of a flower that looks cheesy, but whatever. But you can't really afford art, like individual original art. So you're sort of like, oh, I'll just look at this blank wall for 4 years.
Yeah.
Have I ever showed you the picture I got? And he's totally right. You will spend your entire life buying house plants and art.
Yeah, for sure.
Did I ever show you the thing I got tables? From New Orleans?
Mm-mm. No.
It's right here. No. Let me grab it.
Because you don't invite me to your house.
Look, I've explained this before. My house is small. I'd have to invite you in shifts.
It's fine.
That's not wrong.
Me personally also, in shifts?
What?
No, nothing. Go ahead. Dumb
and
joke.
Also, I just finally, after a year, ordered a frame, so that's coming this week.
Oh my gosh.
But this is hand done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks like it. No, that's cool, man. It's a geode in there for the O. She's, for those of you who aren't watching, it's the word love spelled out in, you know, what is the shape of Louisiana, and then the O is a geode or something like that. Is New Orleans...
The O is an oyster.
Oh, it's an oyster.
And then that's a fishing boat.
Okay, the V is a fishing boat, and then the E is a dog. Okay, that's cool, man.
That's kind of dope, yeah.
But
it's pencil, like colored pencil.
So to the point is, you went to Disney, or you went to New Orleans, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And you still don't have a frame
for it? Well, no, it's been a year and some change.
Okay. But like,
we bought this on our second.
That's the thing. I still have stuff from when I was Brittany's age, for God's sakes, where like I don't have frames for it. It's just in the garage. Because you're like, well, a frame would be $100. Framing is expensive.
That's why it took me a year. I finally found the perfect frame for under $80.
Damn. Yeah. So basically, Brittany, good luck. Burn your walls down. Just, you know, do the. That's why flats are great. Anyway, whatever.
Well, if you want anything that's Disney inspired, might I recommend checking out Brett Schoenwald's Disneyland Photography. is actually pretty stinking amazing.
Friend of the show?
Friend of the show, yeah. He used to do some of the photography for us for our patrons. But, I mean, just phenomenal. He has one in particular where it's a, it looks like a panorama, but it's from above of the hub. It looks so stinking cool. I would check it out. Brett Schoenwald Photography on Instagram.
Yeah, do that.
I'll see if Daniel allows me to put anything Disney related up on our wall.
Daniel allows you? Wow.
You don't ask. You tell him. You are an independent woman.
You're an independent woman. That's right. Suffragette no more, my dear. You know what I'm trying to say? All right. Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, that's right. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Any feedback on the show goes to Taryn at earsup-podcast.com. Show suggestions, Terrence at earsup-podcast.com. You can say hi.
Hello.
To Bev, and anything else comes to me, Jason, earsup-podcast.com. We do have another intern. I think I've talked about her before, and I keep forgetting. I need to have her book herself on the show if she wants to be on it. But her name is Maddie with an I, so we have two Maddies now. And she's going to be working on basically helping us do research for shows and then also, more importantly, booking guests. So pretty excited about that. So hopefully we'll actually get some good guests this this year, this season on Ears Up Podcast. I don't know, whatever. If you're looking forward to hearing more about what we're planning on doing but never really do it, you should go to, I don't know what I'm saying anymore, man. So thrown off right now. Today's just been a weird day. But I do want to tell you guys about our official travel partner, ConcyEars. That's really all you got to get out of this whole weird rambling thing. ConcyEars. Go to ConcyEars.com. It's ears with an S because they, they don't have, their brains haven't been cooked for years on, doing other podcasts. They're normal people for the most part. ConcyEars. Get over ConcyEars.com. Check them out. Because what they're doing is pretty special. They're offering park tickets to you at no additional cost, the same price that you're going to pay at the park, at the front gate, or on the website, or whatever. But more importantly is the support that they have underneath that. So if you need help booking hotel rooms, if you need help booking reservations, if you need help in general, where to go, what do I do? I forgot this thing, or can I get this other thing here? How do I rent a car? Do all this stuff that you don't know what you're doing when you're going to Disney World. They can help you. And all that stuff is free. It's like your best friend. That's what it is. ConcyEars, your best friend in the travel business.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, they're good people. They support the show. They make traveling easy. They make planning vacations even easier. So check them out, ConcyEars.com. Even if you already know where you're going and you're just going to buy tickets because Disneyland got rid of their annual passes, if you're not an annual pass at Disney World, just buy your tickets through ConcyEars. It helps them out, helps us out, helps you out because you're supporting a family business and it's no extra money on top of everything. So ConcyEars.com. You can support us a couple of ways. You can head over to Etsy.com/shop/Coveyears. I just put up a couple days ago a brand new mask. It's a white mask with a little churro logo on the side there. You know, just a little churro logo right there. Just nice and dainty. Dainty. Nope. Yeah. So you can check that out too. I did a shirt. I don't know if I want to put that Run DMC ripoff shirt up, Terrence, because I was thinking about it and like all of my talk about like people ripping off other people's logos and all that kind of stuff. Like I feel like I would get called out by myself, by my inner demons. No one else pays attention. So like no one would ever really care, but I don't know what to do with it.
I feel what you're saying. I think it looks dope. I know there's a couple of people who are currently on the show right now that thought it was horrible.
Yeah, Brittany hated
it. I thought it looked dope. I would rock it.
Brittany literally in the chat, hard pass. That's a hard pass from me.
Is this the shirt that you sent me?
Yeah. Yeah, Bev hated it too.
Yeah, when I was like, well, first of all, I was like, it looks familiar. Is it a ripoff of something? That was my first statement. And then I was like, absolutely not.
If you could leave a it's text terrible. Message, I would have done it. Like a Facebook, I would have left it. Is it a ripoff of something? Yes, of course it is. But I don't want to say that. Jerk.
Yeah, I understand. I still would rock that for sure. I like it a lot.
Well, maybe it's a no from me.
That's going to be a no from me, dog. Maybe I'll buy it for you, Terrence. I don't know what to do. I don't know. It's, ear is... Anyway, Maybe I'll put it up.
I feel like it's a little outdated. You know, it's like that would be cool in like 2013. You know, Taryn? I'm trying to up level you. That's all. I'm just looking out for you.
Ooh. That's love.
Is it? Is that what love? That's why I feel uncomfortable all the time. That's why I feel attacked.
That's what homies do for each other.
I'm secretly being loved.
Also,
but
don't
I'm just...
you like have that shirt, Terrence?
No, I don't believe
I've
so.
I've seen somebody I know wearing, or not that exact one, obviously, but like the original.
Mm-mm. I'm not a Run DMC fan, so no.
Yeah, that weird 80s rap, I can't really get with it.
No.
But you know what's funny is like,
wow.
If you look at all the 80s rap where it's storytelling rap, where it's like, I went down the street and I had to say that I tied my shoes and then I walked away because the guy said, hey, look at me, you got grass stains on your knees. And then I went to the ball, you know what I mean? It's that kind
no
of thing
for me, dog.
but that would have been made, you know, with Shell Top Adidas and like a fat beat behind it. That would have been on the air for sure.
I thought you were in the Sugar Hill Gang for a second. I didn't realize that was, you know, that was impressive. Buddy.
If you look at the Beastie Boys, it's the same rhyming scheme. Well, mm-hmm. I went down the street and I tied my shoe, and then someone else goes, you don't even know what I gotta do. And I hate literally, it. I hate it.
One of their most famous songs is Here's a Little Story I've Got to Tell. Literally how it starts.
Yeah. At least that's okay. That, I mean, you know, there's like a thing, right? But I don't know. Anyway, they were a better hardcore band.
Hey, Sam, JP and Terrence are complaining about how 80s rap sucks.
Dang, Bev.
Yeah, wow.
Not like NWA, but...
NWA rules. A lot of NWA is kind of bad, though. Like, lyrically, it's kind of bad.
Yeah, I know.
We can tell a story instead of like...
Shut up, Sam.
Yeah, I have to agree with him. At least it's not the same word rhymed 18.
You
mellow, yellow, jello, kello, fellow.
You act like we're comparing and yeah. saying, you know what, who I really like? I really like little fill in the blank. Like all the littles, that little baby, little.
Yeah.
Half dead, little. What? No.
You got little baby, you got da baby. Anyway. Yeah,
it's a no from me.
I don't know, man. Not a Beastie Boys fan, but if you like hardcore music from the 80s, like Minor Threat or whatever, they were a great hardcore band. I swear, they were really good. And then they changed.
Why is Taryn upstairs yelling at us from the house meeting podcast?
Because she loves the Beastie Boys. Loves them. Absolutely loves them. But ask her the last time she listened to a Beastie Boys song.
You ready?
It's been like 12 years.
You ready? Everyone in the chat, you ready? Yeah. Everyone ready to get upset with Terrence? She loves the Beastie Boys the way that people say they love Journey. You probably know two songs by the band.
I love Journey, and I know way
huge
more than
diss.
Songs.
Huge diss,
She's
but
like,
that's a
I
good
know
one.
Three.
Terrence is floating
no, I
away.
I know a lot. I really like Journey.
Terrence just murdered gravity with that drop, and he's just floating away.
Terrence is only using Journey as an example because he hates Journey.
Oh, they suck. Oh, they suck.
They do not suck.
They do not
Journey
suck.
Journey does not
so
suck.
When I say suck, I'm not talking about the skill level as musicians. I'm talking about how I feel about them as a band. It's like saying Nickelback sucks. Nickelback doesn't necessarily suck, but...
No, that's not
like
what I'm saying. No. They're wheels in the sky. That's just they're good. They're good band.
There's like three songs by them that I think are good.
Sure. Yeah. All right. I don't know. We saw them live. They were great. I thought they were, I've had a good time with that.
Wait, you saw Nickelback live?
No, no Journey.
Oh. Sorry.
Brittany.
You saw them live without Steve Perry, though, right?
Yeah, with Arnell.
With Apnell Paella.
With Arnell Padilla.
He sounds delicious.
Yeah. He was very tiny. He's a very tiny man. He's like too
beautiful for being like 47. You would never guess.
Yeah. I wonder who's taller, Arnell Padilla, whatever his name is, or Danny DeVito. So here's why I bring up Danny DeVito.
I think Arnell.
Here's where I bring up Danny DeVito. And don't worry, I'll get to the point of the show. We'll advance beyond this because now this is just a Corn Tiki Room secret show without cursing. But Taryn had never seen the show Taxi before.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, with like Andy Kaufman and Judd whatever. Anyway, big 70s, 80s show, right? Mm-hmm. And we had just finished Golden Girls like a few months ago. We're on like the last season of married with children, and she's like, I wish we had another show to watch and we could watch and just whatever. Well, we got Taxi. I've never seen Taxi. You've never seen a Taxi show? And it basically just plays out like a play. You know, that was like TV back then, where it's like, here's just one long continuous thing. We're just going to cut it live and everyone just putting on a play. It's very like performance anyway, with Tony Danza's in it too. And, you know, Danny Vito plays like the central cabbie guy or whatever, like giving up the assignment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's behind this cage and he's up on the thing, up on this pedestal. And here's a spoiler alert for a 40-year-old show. But you don't know how...
I've never watched it.
You don't know how tall he is, right? I mean, considering back then, nobody really knew who Danny DeVito was, I guess. Anyway, and like the big reveal of like how short he actually is he like comes storming out of this like... you know, almost crow's nest. He's like, you know, easily 10 feet up in the air screaming at everybody, and comes down and he's like waist level with most of the people. And I think that they put like their tallest actors right there for him to come in the middle to really exaggerate the thing. But he's a tiny boy. He's under 5 foot. He's like 4'8" or something like that.
I thought he was like 5'2".
No, he's super tiny. He's just a tiny boy. I want to put him in my pocket. I don't know.
Oh, he's 4'10".
There you go.
Dude, he is little.
He's short.
Arnell was definitely taller than that.
He's 5'4".
For sure. All right. So today on the show, we are going to be replacing Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters. And before anybody like gets all sentimental about it, don't. If you've never ridden that ride, you can't get sentimental about it. That ride is awful. The queue in there is always going to be great. I think the queue was the best part of the whole experience, even when it was the floating tire thing.
What was that even called?
Luigi's flying tires.
Flying tires. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trash.
Luigi's trash.
Still better than yours.
Did you even ride that? Hold on a minute. I have to yell at Sam. He's making too much noise.
Okay. I rode it. Yeah, I rode the tires. I think I rode them with you, Bev. You were in our group. And we didn't go anywhere. We just ended up not going anywhere. And it was like really weird and dumb.
They just kept. Yeah, it was awful.
I never rode it. And I watched the queue when I was like, I watched it from the outside and I was like, nah, I'm good.
Brittany, when you were working there at Mater's,
I wish I had been that smart.
Did you ever ride the flying tires? Or I don't know, like the timeline between, you know, when that ride was up and you were working there. But
yeah, no, it closed way before I started working there.
Okay. Okay. Were you a fan of Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters?
No, because I worked at Mater's, duh.
Was there like infighting between the rides?
No. I guess I don't really know who preferred to work at Mater's or Luigi's, if they knew both rides. But I feel like everyone liked Mater's more, just because there was more to do.
It worked.
At Luigi's, if it like started raining or something like that.
Yeah,
you'd either go home and obviously you wouldn't get paid, or you would just sit there and tell guests that the ride is not working.
Wait, they wouldn't pay you if you went home? They wouldn't pay you?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're not working anymore, right? And they're like, well, we don't need you, go home.
I feel like that's not legal, because if you're scheduled for a shift and they tell you that you can go home within 24 hours of you having been going to that shift, having shown up or whatever, they legally, I think, have to pay you.
Really?
I don't remember.
I think that's the case.
I'm pretty sure Disney is not going to do something like, if it's like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's an easy lawsuit, though. Like, anybody can figure that out. And second, I don't think that's true, because if you work at like a bar and they cut you because, you know, it's slow, you don't get paid for the rest of your shift.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never worked at a bar. I don't know. I can't tell you that. Okay. Well,
they
anyway.
Give you the option to stay like out on like your shift or like go home. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Well, okay. So here's what we've done. We've armchair imagineered. We've crowbarred in a new ride instead of Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters. It's going to be something else. I have Terrans in my inbox, so I'll get to that whenever I want to. Maybe I won't even do it, and that way she can guarantee not to win. What do you think about that? I'll make her type it on the chat. I was going to say this thing. Brittany, would you like to go first in this round robin event where we improve Disney for free? We work for free because we love the company.
Oh, sure. Are you making me go first because I have no idea?
No. No, you're the guest. This is how we treat our guests. Also, I sort of figured that you weren't prepared, and I thought it'd be really funny.
Well, I told you I wasn't prepared.
What are you doing here?
You told me to come on, even though I had no ideas. My original idea was to expand Mater's. Because it is the ultimate ride. It functions in the rain. It functions when there's a thunderstorm. So you would never have to worry about going to Disney California Adventure and walking through Cars Land and realizing that there's only one ride in one area of Cars Land open in the rain. You would have two rides.
I mean, that is a good point.
Yeah, I know.
So what would you do? Because there's in between Mater's and Luigi's, there's that gift shop, and then you have like the road, right? Or isn't the cozy cone there too? Like, how would you expand Mater's through all of that?
A massive queue.
Okay. So you start queuing. You really have thought this out. See, I don't know why you said you didn't have any good ideas. This is great. It's well thought out.
And then I told Bev and Terrence earlier, but my boyfriend said to replace Luigi's with literally anything, and it'd be great. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. A
bathrooms. Nothing but bathrooms.
An actual
that would be
tire
a really
shop.
Nice bathroom. Oh yeah.
And you can buy tires. Yeah, give me four of those bad boys. We're on the Toy Story parking lot. Yeah. Go ahead and change them out for me, brother.
Yeah, but now that I'm thinking about it, maybe like a walkthrough of what Luigi's life is like, you know, because he is from Italy, so you could see his cousins and whatnot doing some cool stuff.
That's the whole point of the ride. Like, he's supposed to be back in Italy or his cousin Radiator Springs to visit.
Okay, literally nobody knows that because that ride is awful.
If you pay attention to the queue or even what they say at the beginning of the ride, Terrence, it's all his family.
Let me ask you a question real fast. Be honest. Did you only know this because you researched the ride for this show or did you know before?
I knew that before.
I'm like waving the stick at you. Where did you do?
Did you know that before? Jason?
No, I didn't know that at all.
I knew that. That's the whole point of the ride. His family's getting together and they're doing one of the traditional dances of the village that he's from.
Okay,
that does
sound familiar.
Sorry.
Legit the whole point of the ride.
That is so dumb. That makes me hate the ride more.
Yeah.
And I've ridden it.
That's why.
So I already have a deep-rooted hate.
Wow. Well, there you go, Brittany. I liked your idea of just doing the same thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. let me read Taryn's. Apparently, the new name is called... Hush. If I could do voices, I would try to do a Taryn voice, but that'd be annoying. Luigi's Rotating Tire Mishap. Now, keep in mind, you know, Taryn is not feeling well when she wrote this, so who knows what's happening. Luigi and Guido are having their annual buy one, get seven tires free sale, and Lightning McQueen, who loves their tires, is the spokes car for their shop. Lightning McQueen's fame has brought way more cars into Luigi's Casa della Tires than Luigi and Guido could ever have hoped for. Exclamation point. Their shop is busier than ever. Exclamation point. Luckily, they have 8 lifts, so they can service many cars at once. Unfortunately, Guido hasn't ever serviced more than one car at a time, and Luigi is busy checking cars at the front, but Guido's sure it'll be just fine. It's not. While trying to do too many things at once, Guido accidentally mixes up the lifts up and down buttons, and in a panic to try to fix it, ends up locking both buttons as on. This causes all the lifts to start spinning and turning as they go up and down. After a few moments, Luigi hears some of the commotion and comes in and fixes the problem, and all the cars are brought back down to safety. This ride is an indoor version of Flix Flyers. It's a spinning carousel with 8 cars, but rather than being old takeout containers, this is reimagined to look like the cars are being held up from the bottom. It's also a dark ride. There will be a 360-degree screen around you, and the floor and the ceiling will also be screened. Damn. This, along with intermediate wisps of air and water being sprayed at you, will give the guest a full 4D immersion into Luigi's Casa de los Tigres. The riders will see, hear, and feel the activity going on before the ride begins and after, but during the ride, since they will be focused more on the spinning carousel, there won't be much in the way of animation, as we don't want to add to any potential motion sickness. This new attraction will require a building, which can be easily disguised as the garage door for Luigi's, with more of the hills in the background. So there you go.
Luigi's, it's a really good idea, simply because you don't have to like retheme the queue.
Yeah. And the queue is great.
The queue rules, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I like it too. I don't know, Brittany, since you're a de facto Cars Land expert, do you see this fitting in with Cars Land at all?
Like physically?
Metaphysically.
What the hell? What does that mean?
I'm trying to think of a young kid parlance. Like, does the John flip out with the jive?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Does it vibe?
Does it vibe? Is it a vibe or is it not a vibe? Vibe or nah?
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Terrence.
I like it.
Okay. Oh, you do like it. Okay, good. All right. Well, that's good. Would you work there or would you still want to work at Manners?
Yeah, no, I don't want to work there. I've heard stories about that Bugs Land attraction where it just like stinks so bad when it's hot, like all the, I don't know, whatever, the fumes or whatever, if it's really hot.
Oh,
really?
Being getting really gross.
Ew.
Could be just because like Bugs Land was kind of, I don't know.
It was right behind
enclosed,
it.
You know, it's a little enclosed. Lobby.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
So, yeah, Maters forever.
Okay. All right. All right, Terrence, let's go, baby.
All right. Luigi's Rollickin' Roadster sucks. That's it. That was
good.
Good job.
Yeah, replace the ride with a sign that just says that.
Right. So, I had a couple ideas. I'll tell you the ones I didn't do. So, bumper cars, an indoor ride that does the low riding scene from the movie, so completely enclosed dark ride where the cars go along slowly and do low riding with Leon going. Also, I had an idea for a learn how to pave roads thing where you like there's an interactive things and kids are getting hooked up to pavers like they did in the movie, and I was like, that's kid slavery and that's not okay. So
kids manual labor.
Yeah, let's sharecrop this plot of land.
So here's the premise. Lightning McQueen is talking to you and he goes, hey, before you try to tackle the racetrack for Radiator Springs Racers, you need to learn how to power slide. So do you think what it takes to be the next great dirt track racer? So this whole thing will be based on the scene from the first Cars movie where Doc challenges McQueen to a race and McQueen goes flying out into the cactus patch because he cannot take corners well. So this picks up, but this will be picking up at the end of Cars 2. By the way, if you've never seen Cars 2, don't watch Cars 2 because it's horrible. No,
I've never seen him.
He's not a drift racer.
It's not. Yeah, Cars 2 is terrible. So at the end of Cars 2, all of the racers from the World Grand Prix are coming to Radiator Springs to have an on-road and off-road race. So the name of this ride is going to be Doc's Proving Ground. It's a combination of the Radiator Springs racers and a slick track for go-karts. So you have different characters on here. You have Mater, who's slow with more of a bumpy ride. He skids out a lot. You have Sally, who has good overall speed and cornering. That's Lightning's girlfriend. You have Chick Hicks. He's very loud and fast with bad cornering. Ramon, who's low and slow, but he also has hydraulics. You have the tuner cars, who have flames to come out, tight handling. And you have Francesco Bernoulli, who is the Italian race car driver from the second movie. He's extremely fast, but hard braking going into corners. So the queue, which was the best part of the entire ride, will have to be changed. Instead of walking into Luigi's Tire Shop, you're now entering in through the Radiator Springs Doc Hudson Museum. Inside of here, there will be videos of Doc's ups and downs from his racing career. His three Piston Cup trophies will be on display, and then also other things from his career as well as Lightning McQueen's career. The setup, when you walk in the far end of the track, so the end that's basically as close as possible to Bugs Land, is going to have a very high banking turn to give the illustration of speed as you're coming out of a turn. The area closer to you is going to have cacti out on the far end of the outskirts of the track. And there's also going to be a grandstand on the right-hand side, which also butts up against against Bugs Land. So what this is doing is you're actually creating berms as well. The far end with the high banking turn will eliminate all viewpoint of the Marvel campus, as well as the grandstand with all of the different characters from the movies. It'll eliminate that. There's going to be three tracks on here for cars to drive on. All vehicles will, during the ride, will take three laps. So some cars are going to be a little bit better than some, depending on the character you have. It's going to be a three-lap race. It starts with Guido and Luigi waving the flag while they're decked up in all of their Ferrari garb. It's a three-lap race. Some vehicles will spin out at different points going around corners, and others will be able to take the full turn at full speed. Since this will still be a trackless ride system, the vehicles will be controlled with four independent turning wheels instead of the normal two-wheel steering. This allows for tighter and quicker spin outs going around corners. Also, vehicles will crisscross in front of each other during straightaways and cornering. The ride finishes with the winning vehicle being displayed on a giant sign, like you would see at a race. And the ride will have repeat appeal since each vehicle handles differently, and each vehicle will have 12 different patterns that it can follow that are chosen at random.
Jesus, dude.
Just listen. If every vehicle is using RFID, and because of that, the vehicles are able to respond and adapt to each other with where they are. So, for instance, if you are in Mater, when you're coming out of the front, out of the gate, one of these times you might stutter, and you'll hear Mater say, "This Galdorn carburetor." But because you're sputtering in the middle of the racetrack, vehicles will be coming at you full speed, but because of RFID, they will then whirl around you and whiz around you and keep going. It creates repeat ability because it's never the same ride. Literally, never the same ride ever.
Yeah, that's what they said about Indy.
And I'm done.
That sounds implausibly great. Like, I don't think that they could, like, yeah, you're welcome. Like, Rise of the Resistance, literally, that's why it was delayed in Disney World, because they can't get it to work. But you want to do RFID to swerve.
It already uses RFID for the trackless ride. It's already using RFID, but now you're using RFID
in a very complex
in a complex way.
Yeah. God bless you.
We'll see.
That was cool. Although I feel like it would be very terrifying to be in Mater's car and have everyone like whirl around you.
Definitely.
I think it would be dope. But remember, when I say fast, I'm not talking about 100 miles an hour. This is Disney fast, you know, it's
12
smaller cars. It looks like it's faster than you're actually going. But I think it would be really cool to actually put something there. It's still a compact space, and you're raising, you know, you have the big looping turn because you're not taking up a lot of space. But it's something that's actually enjoyable, still somewhat high capacity.
Yeah, I think.
What's the height requirement though?
32 inches.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your height, Brittany? It's one more than that. what was I going to say? Oh, you know, I find it interesting in the lore to put guests into characters that are in the movie. I know they sort of do that with Radiator Springs or Ridgeway Racers, but they're not like actually cars from the movie. But like, how do you get, I don't know, like climbing in Mater? I feel like that would be weird. As like a 9-year-old to then watch Cars and be like, it's Mater.
Don't
like,
finish it.
Where's your brain? Where's the Mater brain? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I think it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting lore wise to sort of work around that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the cool things about it is that every car would have its own unique personality kind of a thing. I think it would be I think it'd be really neat. And I hope that someone from Disney's listening. And give me millions.
Me
please.
Too. Yeah, you. Yeah, give you millions. Not us. Like Disney ever it's just us. Rips off ideas and then exactly. tries really hard not to pay anybody. That never happens. It's always, you know what? Yeah, that's a good idea. Instead of just stealing it, I'm going to pay you. That never. Yeah. Let's check in with the chat because the chat is now throwing out ideas, and I think some of them are pretty good. Mr. P says his submission is replace Luigi's flying tires with remote control cars on a racetrack that you control with steering wheels. The cars are from the movie, and the track is the same as the big ride. I think that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little RC car, a little track car, yeah. Slot car thing or whatever. Ryan says, I literally just had this thought. Cars Haunted Mansion. Where it's literally just Haunted Mansion, but replace all the humans with car equivalents. I think that would be a great layover. Like National Car Day or I don't know.
That's
whatever.
Ridiculous. Oh, I man. Love it.
I think that'd be great. If anything, that should be a short. There should be a Cars short.
That's great.
I think that's pretty funny, dude. I would definitely do
it. You know, I was just thinking, instead of like the guy hanging in the elevator,
yeah,
you could have Mater hanging.
It'd be Mater, yeah,
with his little hook. Yeah.
I can't get down from here.
Exactly.
Oh my lord!
You ever feel like just hanging around with your friends?
Oh.
Lisa says, bring out the sheriff car character for theming. Do a drunk driving simulator for the parents who've been drinking in DCA, and at the end of it, they got IVs to rehydrate. I think that's pretty funny. It's pretty dark, man. But I think that's pretty funny. I like it.
And accurate.
And accurate. Yeah, man.
All right, hang on just a second. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with more Ears Up after this.
And now, back to the show that's more fun than waiting in line for Peter Pan on a hot August Anaheim day, Ears Up.
All right, Bev, do you want to go next or should
yeah,
I
I'll go?
All right, you go.
Mine's not super long.
All right.
So, reasons why we need to replace Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters. Pros and cons of the ride itself.
Pros.
It's a ride that very small children can ride.
The end.
Pro. It's cute, and the queue is themed well.
Pro.
It's allegedly not the same ride experience every time. Cons. It's hidden and you don't know how to find it, so you can easily walk by it without ever noticing it. Con. It's lame, and I know everybody doesn't think that, but the general populace does, so if you don't think that, you're wrong. And also, sorry, Brittany, if this is hearsay.
Oh, no.
Heresy or whatever. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly.
It could be both.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's actually kind of similar to Mater, but nobody vibes with it.
Oh, no, no, no.
Ooh. Kind of similar.
No.
Okay. All right.
I know, I'm sorry. So the point I'm trying to make is I'm not sure what it is about whether it's Luigi or if it's that particular area, but for whatever reason, it's not a vibe. So, and personally, I think it might be a combination of both the character as well as the location. Like, I do think one of the biggest problems with Cars Land, benefits and problems, is that it's themed so well. So it just looks like a tire shop. Like, if you didn't know that ride's there, you can easily miss it.
I see.
And
what
honestly, you'd be better for it.
I see what you're saying, because especially walking down the main street, because they have like the firehouse, you can't go in. That's just a front.
Exactly.
They do have some fronts there. So yeah, if there's no line, which there frequently
exactly.
isn't.
And the line doesn't start yeah. until once you get in
yep.
or around the back. So if you don't see people queued up, and the sign is actually quite small, it's not like some big, like, whatever. Which makes me ask the question, how do we make it better? Now, I have two ideas.
One is fire.
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay. I have three ideas. One is fire.
All right.
I have two ideas of what we could do with that space. The first one, and I feel like it's kind of an obvious choice, would be to turn the space, and it's actually, if you think about it, a decently sized space, into a Cars themed bumper cars attraction. The only bumper cars that were ever at Disneyland or DCA were in Bugs Land, and those are now gone, and they were also hella slow.
Oh my God. I remember Taryn and I were waiting in line for them one time, yeah. and we're watching them go.
And you're watching them, and they're like...
And it's super small, and then the cast member, because there's nobody in line, the cast member looks at us and goes, are you guys like, you want to ride this ride? And we're like, yeah, you know, why not? We like bumper cars. We're like, you're not going to like this ride, just so you know. And then because we at that point, we hadn't been watching them. We're like, oh, this is cool. And you're looking around like because it was like a tent thing or whatever. And you're looking around.
Yeah,
and like, oh, this looks really
cute.
Neat or whatever. And they're like, trust, like, you're not going to. This is not a ride for like even teenagers, and then we start watching and like, oh
no,
I don't think
five,
that
she was done with that ride.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really think they're even moving. It's like I don't know,
it's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, but not as fun. It's weird.
So that being said, I would like for these particular bumper cars to be a bit more traditional in terms of speed. So the ride will be basic. It's a basic bumper car theme. However, it's going to be themed after the Thunder Hollow Destruction / Demolition Derby from Cars 3, which...
There's a Cars 3?
There is a Cars 3, and it's actually so much better than Cars 2.
It's dope.
But there's this scene in Cars 3 where there's a demolition derby going on, or a destruction. I'm not sure what they call it, but the track is in the shape of a figure eight. So the track of these bumper cars would also be in a figure eight, same way. It would be called the Crazy Eight. And also, like from the movie, I would love for there to be some way to incorporate like some of the bigger, like scarier bumper cars. Maybe they're not ones that other people are driving, but they're just there for like animation and pyrotechnics. I don't know. I think you should have the ability to drive / be all of your favorite Cars characters, as well as some of the characters from Cars 3. And I think there should be a voiceover telling you, like, you know, you're going to do it. We're going to, I don't know. She had some kitschy, like, little sayings throughout Cars 3 that I don't remember, but her name was Miss Fritter. And she was the, like, main undefeated champion of the Demolition Derby. And that's the end of that idea. So bumper cars, always a win.
Okay, I agree.
However, I do think I want them to be just like the bumper cars that were in Bugs Land, which is, they didn't have that thing in the back that goes up to the weird electric net.
Yeah.
So all of the electricity would run into the ground, so they would just be like standalone cars. You wouldn't have to be drawing. You would still be like open air.
Would they have googly eyes on the front?
Not googly eyes. They would have cars faces.
No, I like googly eyes.
Okay, fair. And then my second idea, and this is very brief, I thought it might be kind of cool to do a dark theater attraction, sort of a la Hall of Presidents, but it would tell the story of the history of race cars and racing.
Oh.
Start at the beginning and go all the way up to today.
It's from Moonshining. You know that?
What?
Moonshining. That's how race cars started, from moonshining. People were trying to like mod out like hot rods and stuff, started... People were trying to outrun the cops, so they would modify their cars, and then that evolved into like,
really?
Racing. Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool. See, that could be included.
Breaking the law is cool. Okay.
That's history, Jason.
Your history.
I like your idea, Beth, but I feel like it'd be kind of weird to have bumper cars with people driving like Mater or Luigi, just because it's kind of like hurting each other.
So yeah. When Jason said about the lore and like being in, sounds so gross to say, but like being inside Mater. You're actually, I didn't think about it, but I think you're right. So I think it might be better to eliminate that characteristic of the ride and just have it be cars.
I think that's why the Ridgeway Racers cars aren't cars from the movie.
Well, right. There's also all the characters from the movie in the ride as well.
So maybe right. They could be like auxiliary.
Auxiliary. Yep. That's it.
That's not a word.
Nailed it. That's the word.
How do you say it?
Auxiliary.
Auxiliary.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Auxiliarification.
They could be like auxiliary. They could be like there. They could be animatronic, but maybe you don't sit in them.
Yeah.
Wait, now that I'm thinking about it.
I want to be on you.
What?
Sorry.
I don't know if she gets our cultural references.
You are in a car. You are in like a humanized car when you're around racers. And you are in like a humanized tractor when you're in Mater's too.
Yeah. They're not like real characters. So you could still be in a humanized car, but they're maybe not like Luigi.
That's sort of what I'm saying.
No.
I guess so.
That's sort of what I'm saying. It's different when you, if you're in one of them, if you're in the characters from the car, but Mater, I mean,
there's like a cognitive dissonance between like getting in like a normal car with them in a character.
Yeah, because aren't you're not in Mater in Mater's, right? Aren't you like in a cow? Which sounds worse.
Yeah, you're in the tractor.
Yeah, the tractor. Yeah.
But the tractor is a cow in Cars Land, in Cars
World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you just scoop the brains out and sit in.
You are in their cousin. You're in his cousin's or his whatever his family.
But you're not in Luigi, so I think...
Come, where everybody is family. Come on.
But they did make them characters.
It's weird. I don't like it. I have a whole thing. I need to. I have a whole show planned on for Pyramid the Eye, the Ears. Maybe I'll do it this month. Actually, now this is spurring me. It's all about cars theories, and it gets into really deep into the weeds of like what the cars look like inside. So this might.
I want to go on.
There's a scene in Cars 2 where they see a car whose eyes are not on the windshield, but the car's eyes are on the actual headlamps, and it freaks out Mater. So go into that as well. Like, why is that so weird?
Ooh.
It's a lot, man.
I don't like
Mater
it.
Being racist?
I don't know. Like, there's a scene where she's like, headlights, headlights, and he goes, oh, and like he freaks out and runs away from her. Because she looks different.
You're the only person who's seen Cars 2, so.
I have seen Cars 2 conservatively 30 times.
Yeah, the Blu-ray.
My boys loved it when they were kids.
The Blu-ray is just dedicated to Terrence Green.
It is.
Yeah.
The only person who watched it.
All right, well, my turn. So I had a few ideas, like Terrence. A VR simulation where you're training to be in Lightning McQueen's pit crew.
Oh,
thought that would be kind of like fun, that. You know, that's all I developed. Just an arcade, turn it into a friggin' arcade with nothing but like driving games. Like they did with like a Flynn's.
Yeah.
Like the arcade or whatever for Tron. Right.
Yeah,
I think that'd be kind of fun, too, because I like arcades and they're not really around anymore. Arcades kind of rule. You could also have it be a walkthrough. Showcasing the history of Radiator Springs, which is sort of a lot like the queue now with old pics and whatnot, but turn it into like a museum kind of a thing. Because, you know, now that Radiator Springs is famous because Lightning McQueen was there and all that kind of stuff, people are going to be there. It's a tourist attraction, right? Okay. And that's not really a cool idea, but it's just something to do while you come up with a better idea. You know what I mean? But...
Okay.
I went on from there. Then I thought about something like the test track in Epcot, like the Chevy test track or whatever. We like build a car in the computer and then you get into the ride car and like you're racing the car that you built and you're like racing it.
That's the same track as Racers.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why this is just one of my ideas. It's not the thing, right? But I was like, yeah, that's a little too close to Radiator Springs Racers, so let's not do that. So I settled on a meet and greet. The queue turns into a space a lot like the Indiana Jones queue, with fake newsreels playing about Lightning McQueen's rise to stardom, interviews with his family and childhood friends. You can take a picture with a piston cup. So that'd be kind of fun. The deal is there's a practice track that's next to Luigi's, and as you walk near the show building, you can hear the engines and sounds of your favorite race cars talking and zooming their way into your hearts. The dance floor of Luigi's, which is what I call it, becomes the meet and greet area, and all of your friends are there waiting on the dance floor because they're taking a break from practice. So they're doing, you know, practice laps around the track to race for the Piston Cup tomorrow or whenever. But they're going to come in and meet you. Because you're their biggest fans. The wall at the far end that used to buffer Cars Land from Bugs Land will be the fake side entrance to the track. And, you know, the cars would theoretically be coming from a gate cut out in the side. But we don't actually see that because the cars are all just still there, right? As VIPs, we get to head down to track level and get this special meet and greet with Lightning McQueen. So the guests feel good. And it's sort of... you know, justifies these plebes from being right next to the test track of the world's most famous, you know, racing car, right? Luigi's Tires is sponsoring this amazing opportunity because they're right next door to the track. So, of course, they're going to bring in all your favorite car stars. The only thing that you might have an issue with is it's sort of so close to Marvel Land. It could be hard to sell that there's a racetrack, like, you know, back by the thing, right? depending on how loud they're going to get over in Marvel Land. But I thought that would be kind of neat. You have a fake racetrack behind, and there's actually room behind behind Cards Land, like behind the queue even, where you could build a whole, you know, thing to store all these cars or whatever, the storage back there. You can kind of just, you know, you can even bring them in, make a big deal about it. You can swap them out maybe even too, and have other Cars stars come in and hang out. I think it might be fun. And then you still have that dance floor. Maybe you can do a show with it too. Like every half an hour, they stop letting people in, and the cars, you know, maybe do a thing, or they go through like a stage show.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't have a name for it though.
Can I change my answer?
Sure.
I would like to turn Luigi's into a fancy sit-down Italian restaurant.
Shut up.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A fancy sit-down Italian?
A great idea.
Is it?
Like, yes. Why not? Like an authentic, like real, like fancy. Yes. Yes.
I will tell you that the best, the hands down, the best sit down Italian food I've ever had was at the Italy Pavilion in Epcot.
We got this, oh, that's exciting.
This friggin' like, yeah, dude, this friggin' like noodles and some dumbass cheese sauce or something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was like the flavors were like, so it's like, you know, when you read a recipe from like one of these celebrity chefs and you're making a ragu, and it's like, this is a 12-year ragu where you have to get like oxtails and braise them, and then you throw those away, and then you make this thing. You have to, it's just a whole like thing, right? Mm-hmm. Those kind of flavors, the depth of flavor in the sauce was amazing.
Nice.
It was $35 for a plate of noodles and sauce.
It better be amazing.
But it was so good. It was so good. So if they do something like that, then yes, I could see that.
I don't want to spend $35 for spaghetti.
Well, look, it was noodles and sauce.
Jason, for the meet and greet, would you upgrade any of the characters' like technology for the meet and greet portion?
I mean, we could. What do you mean? Like, do you
like
have
make their mouths move or like anything like that? So it looks more like the ride.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, man, because now that you mention it, I guess the meet and greet characters that are out there that hang out the cozy cone don't do that, but they just play sound through the speaker underneath them.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe. Probably. I mean, I think if they're going to be stationary, I think you can do that. But I think if they're moving, maybe there's not enough room in there because there's someone driving those cars, right, Brittany? I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think you have room to put all those animatronics, right?
What about like taking the whole area and just making it into and bear with me, this is going to sound stupid when I say it first.
A pit where you throw all your wishes and dreams into as you graduate from your 20s to your 30s.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to call it a parking lot, but
they paved paradise.
Oh, stop it. Having like an actual Hudson
Hawk?
Horn?
Did you say Hudson Hawk? That is the worst movie ever.
No. What is Doc? He's a
Hudson Hornet.
Yeah, Hornet.
Yeah. So having like from the same year, like one of those cars, and then having like making it like a walkthrough and having the different like a Ramon, but an actual vehicle, and then like having like the year that it was manufactured and like all of its specs, but like each,
oh, like a car like meetup,
almost like a car walkthrough, but like a car, yeah, a car mm-hmm. museum.
Yeah, but that, I think that's
showcasing
cool.
The cars from like that's a damn tractor in there
was sort of what I was saying about just the history of Radiator Springs, but you can definitely do that. I also thought about the sci-fi drive-in that's over in Hollywood Studios in Disney World, which is awesome. It's the best part of Hollywood Studios, probably even still now, where it's like
I don't know if that's true because that Aerosmith rides there.
Also Tower of Terror.
You haven't even been there. What? Though neither of you have been there. What are you talking
I've
about?
I've done research.
It's dope because it's like you're in a show building, but you're at a drive-in at twilight, and you're sitting in these little condensed, you know, compressed cars, but it's your table. It's a really cool vibe. So that would be something cool to do there too. And then I thought about What else did I think about? I don't know. Oh, well, I didn't think about this. Mr. P in the chat, a themed sports, a themed bar. So it serve alcohol there too, like a car themed bar, like a
as
diner.
Long as it's not NASCAR themed.
Yeah,
perfect idea. The Willwell Inn, the place that they wind up reviving, that Sally runs, have that as a Willwell Inn right there, where it looks like it's a. It is. It's like a nice hotel, but there's a huge bar inside.
The problem is two things. Number one, my favorite part about your idea is that you're assuming that we all know what you're talking about.
Sorry. So
the second part is that the hard part is you it has to be still within Radiator Springs, because that's what Cars Land is. It's you're on Main Street Radiator Springs. You can't like branch off and be somewhere else. You have to stay within your little microcosm of things. Nick George sort of is playing off of Britney's theme and says Junkyard Italian, where you eat spaghetti off of hubcaps. That's pretty funny.
Yo,
hey, for wait. Real though, give me them spaghettios, the hoops, give me the hoops.
Yo,
yeah,
but with the drive-in, right, you're sitting in a car, so now you're not only in a car, but you're making a mess in the car. And like a humanized car. That's weird now. That's double weird.
Yeah, but yes. Also, Jason, the more I think about that, I really do like that idea. What especially idea? Since the drive-in, there is a drive-in in Radiator Springs in the movie. That is that's actually a drive-in. Good idea.
See, that would be tight.
Good idea.
And they can do it.
Yeah.
Get milkshakes all day long.
Okay, wait. Also, what if we expanded the Cozy Cone Motel and you could actually stay in Cars Land?
That would be great.
You can't expand it because there's the shop and then there's a street and then it's the thing. You can't expand anything across the street. You have to demolish the shop that no one goes into.
Oh. Are you talking about Curios? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I thought Curios was... Oh, no, you're right.
Of course, first of all, obvi.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about going across the street? I
Because isn't there a street in between the Curio shop and then Luigi's?
Yeah, isn't that where they bring out the like meet and greet cars?
Yeah, it is.
Sort of.
And also like there's like that pathway to get to, well, I guess now Marvel Land.
I don't know. Campus. I think it should really just be a tribute to Bob Iger in there.
Yeah. John Lasseter Museum.
Oh no.
There's just hands coming at you from every direction.
The Creepy Hug Museum starring John Lasseter.
Yeah.
And when you leave, the cast member gives you a hug.
No, very long, very inappropriate hug.
That's awful.
You've been hugging me for 15 minutes now. I'm sorry, the ride's
we
not
shouldn't
over.
Make it. A, we shouldn't joke about this.
No. The hand on the knee in. Didn't the female employees have a name for that? Wasn't it just called the Lassiter?
It's called the Lassiter.
Where like he would just put his hand on people's knee and just like,
oh god,
I can't imagine.
Mid thigh, bro.
I cannot imagine doing that. I can't.
Yeah, my buddy who worked at Pixar was saying that there are times where they were trying to pitch something to him, and they would pick the most attractive woman on the team to pitch it because they knew if they did that, then he would go for it.
Damn, what if you were off girl on that team and you didn't get selected though? That's hurtful.
You were like a pinch hitter and you got struck out. And you're like, oh,
you know, I'm
more Botox for me.
Yeah. I'll no, Becky, no. Becky, no. We're going to send someone else out there.
We're sending Sarah, Becky.
I can do it. Now.
Go back to your cubicle.
It's bad to joke about, horrible. But also.
This is really bad.
This is coping. We're just coping. That's all we're doing. You know, it's funny, like seeing his name now when Alice is like watching movies. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like watching TV now, and there's, you know, people interacting with no face masks. You're like, this feels uncomfortable. It's just a lot like that.
I was watching a Disneyland documentary. I was like, ooh, crowds. No.
Yeah.
No, this isn't good.
I'm going to be so uncomfortable going back to crowds. I don't know, man. It's going to be even more. Like, I don't even like. I would avoid those kind of close spaces with people anyways, because it's like, I don't want to smell your breaths. I just don't. I don't want cold. I don't want your germs or whatever. Now it's going to be more than that. I'm definitely wearing a mask deep into 22.
Sam likes to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with Abby every Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
There's a story behind. I promise I'm not just being.
Taryn loves that too. She loves doing that stupid thing.
But we don't have cable, so Sam has like old downloaded versions that we watch.
What?
It, look, Brittany, what? Don't ask.
Does Abby think that they're real? Does Abby think they're current?
The one this fool was watching, yes, probably. Last Thanksgiving really was smart. Hosted by Matt Lauer. And I was like,
oh.
I don't know.
Yikes.
He was the host from the Today Show who got fired because of like.
Similar things.
Sexual harassment.
Okay. Yeah. A multitude of sexual harassment claims.
Well, what are you going to do?
Like, he's also now divorced.
Nice.
Because of it.
See? He's coming back.
But like.
Oh my Lord.
But like, I'm like, Sam, maybe it's time to download a new one. Like.
Or just 2019 YouTube and stream it.
Like, yeah, that's what we have to
how
do.
The YouTube works.
Can we also talk about the fact that you're trying to convince a person who wears a members only jacket in a
non-ironic way,
like just for fun, just because he enjoys it, that he shouldn't do that?
He thinks they look good.
Yeah, it's not ironic.
I mean, they do. I just would never wear one.
The red one is especially
yep
exceptional.
Nice. All right. Well,
oh, no.
I think that's it.
I just googled this jacket.
He also has his jacket. We got him a new one for Christmas, brand new one, and it came with a black, like a mask. It came with a mask, and it has a little members only.
Oh hell yeah!
It's so great.
First of all, Brittany, how did you miss out on members only? I feel like that's just like a constant.
Brittany's
19, meme.
Dude. Get it? Like,
I didn't realize there was a
23, right? 24? 23, 24. Dang, heck of old.
So close. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't realize there was there's like a brand to these type of jackets.
Oh yeah, no, my husband is the last member.
Let's do a little Disney news, huh? What do you guys think?
Wait, who won?
Oh, me, of course.
Oh, I definitely won.
No, I
think it was Karen.
I don't know. Like, actually, that drive-in idea, Jason.
News that's fit to cover. It's the Ears Up Disney News.
Okay.
Well, it was like an idea that I was going to write out, but I didn't actually do it.
But it was pretty good.
It was pretty good, right?
Better than your original idea.
Look into my eye. I got a couple of Disney news articles here for you guys. You can be drawn into an upcoming X-Men comic with this Marvel Insider sweepstakes. I don't know. Okay. Whatever. You can be part of Marvel's first annual Hellfire Gala in comics this summer and stand along some of your favorite mutants by entering the Marvel Insider Drawn into X-Men Hellfire Gala sweepstakes. Some of your favorite mutants, I guess you're going to go to Capitol Hill and stand with Congress. And anyway, starting today until February 14th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time, Marvel Insiders are eligible to enter into the Marvel Insider Drawn into blah, blah, blah for a chance to attend the gala and be actually drawn in an issue of X-Men. So if you're a comic book nerd, this sounds pretty cool. To enter, Marvel Insider should log into their account at marvel.com and redeem 2,500 points for a chance to win. You can get more points by engaging with Marvel on Marvel.com, watching Marvel videos, listening to Marvel podcasts, and more. So check it out. If you're into Marvel, you can do that too. This sort of involves Disneyland. On Thursday, two California Assembly members representing districts impacted greatly by the closure of Disneyland and Six Flags Magic Mountain were set to co-sponsor a bill that will place all theme parks in the Orange moderate tier 3 of the state's COVID-19 industry guidance for amusement parks and theme parks. The guidance in Governor Newsom's blueprint for a safer economy currently restricts theme parks from reopening until the county in which they're located achieves that yellow minimal tier 4. So they're in orange. They need to, they're up here. They need to be here. Okay.
Yeah.
Even then, the guest limit at parks would be 25%, and indoor dining establishments could only operate at 25% capacity. Amusement park operators have long chafed at what they considered the too restrictive demands placed on them by Newsom's blueprint. They apparently don't like people living. I add emphasis by the narrator. They argue that there's not been a single documented case at a theme park. Don't even get me started about that. We should be in tier three is what the theme park association is saying or whatever. So I don't know. Things might happen fast at Disneyland and California parks in general. This is Bill AB 420. Whoa. Yeah. Because it only makes sense to a friggin' stoner, like whatever. The new bill is being sponsored by Assemblymember Sharon Quirk, Silva of Buena Park, and Suzette Valderas from Santa Clarita. Whatever.
Well, I actually completely forgot about Magic Mountain being closed. And also, how are you just going to move a theme park that's going to have, even at 25%, massive amounts of people into a completely different tier? That's really strange.
Well, right. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, how, what?
Yeah, they're saying like small and large theme parks should be treated the same instead of separating them out. But I don't know. Like, here's the problem.
Shouldn't you be treating them like they're part of a county? So yeah, they should be treated
as part of the
with
county.
The county.
Yeah. The problem is, like, even at our lowest numbers, we were at like 5,000 cases a day. Florida's cases at their lowest were like literally half that. So you can't look at Florida and as a blueprint to open, because they were doing better inherently than California has been doing, especially Southern California. So it's not the same.
To look at the population.
Sure, but it's like percentage of infected, percentage of, you know, whatever, right? It's percentage of increase. Also, like, Florida was like increasing dramatically, but their cases weren't what ours are.
Yeah, and I can kind of understand what they're saying. If they're looking at percentage capacity, it was 25% and 25%. If you have a park that can fit, say, 4,000 people, and you can only have 1,000 people there, it's a smaller park, and so it'll still be the general amount, same number of people in the confined space as it would as a park that could fit 10,000. Maybe you could have 2,500 there.
Yeah.
So I can understand what they're saying, but still, it's just
same. But like, you know, at this point, the vaccine's rolling out. Can we just wait an extra 6 months? That was my thought. Like, 6 months, I think that things will be slammed down enough where they can reopen naturally on their own. The vaccine's being rolled out. Yeah, they're doing 1,000 people a day. Like, let's let it just hang. We're almost there. We don't need to rush this stupid thing. This has nothing to do with Disney at all, but this is mainly just for Terrence and myself. Eddie Murphy and crew return to New York in second Coming to America trailer.
Yes.
Why am I not included in this?
I don't know, because you're not a man.
Well, thank you for noticing.
I don't know, man. I'm just kidding. I don't know, dude. But apparently there's a second trailer out, and I don't know. Should I play the trailer? It's not going to be good.
No, that's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea. And also, Coming to America, for those of you who don't know this, Coming to America is probably my second favorite comedy of all time.
Number one being The Love Guru.
No. Number one being Blazing Saddles. And I am just so... it's going to be bad. You know it's going to be bad.
But I have a question about the second one.
Yeah.
I couldn't... So I watched the trailer, I've only watched one of them, so I guess it was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it taking place now? Like,
yeah.
Gosh, yes. 20, 30... Like, why? They look the same.
Arsenio Hall really does. Eddie Murphy looks inflamed.
Well, but they're also in the, like, he does look swole.
he really does.
But like, they go into the barber and like all of the characters are still there. Like, that's why I was like, is this like picking up like,
well, you know,
2 weeks later?
Oh, I see. Because the characters were old men in the barber scene.
Mighty Shop, like they were like 70 in the 80s. Like, come
and
on,
now
bro.
They're 109.
Right. Yeah. Set in the lush and royal country of Zamunda, newly crowned King Akeem, Eddie Murphy, and his trusted confidant, Simi, which is Arsenio Hall, embark. on an all new hilarious adventure that hasn't, that's my Tim Allen meets Arsenio Hall. on an all new hilarious adventure that has them traversing the globe from their great African nation to the boroughs of Queens, New York, where it all began. Seeing newcomers to the stage in Jermaine Fowler. newcomers to the stage, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, people I've never heard of. It drops on March 5th on Amazon Prime. So Terrence, you know what we should do is set up a viewing party.
I actually already have someone who asked me for that as well.
Damn.
So we're gonna figure it out because, gosh, I really do want to see it, but I feel like I'm gonna walk away kind of disappointed.
Go into it like you were gonna go into Ghostbusters 2, where like this can't be good, and it's surprisingly fine.
It was okay. It's actually, to me, this feels more like going from Dumb and Dumber to Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, but that was never gonna, or like Ace Ventura.
To Ace Ventura 2, like, oh, it's the same jokes. Awesome.
Yeah, cool.
I don't know. That scene where he births himself out of a rhinoceros is fun.
It's pretty good, actually.
No, that's good.
Pretty good.
And then the last thing on the docket, we're getting a Wakanda spinoff series from Ryan Coogler on Disney Plus, which is part of a 5-year exclusive development deal for the director of Black Panther. And that's really kind of all there is. Bob Iger says, Ryan Coogler is a singular storyteller whose vision and range have made him one of the standout filmmakers of his generation. With Black Panther, Ryan brought a groundbreaking story and iconic characters to life in a real, meaningful, and memorable way, creating a watershed cultural moment. I didn't really think that movie was very good. I didn't really think. Yeah.
Black Panther?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
That movie was great.
I don't.
It was fantastic.
I didn't.
It's the best standalone Marvel movie.
I didn't think it was.
It's up there.
I didn't think it was. I think it was kind of sloppy.
What?
I didn't really like it.
You're fired.
Sorry.
And racist.
And by a standalone, Beverly, I mean non-Avengers movie. I think it's the best non-Avengers movie.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever, man. That's just what I got. Yeah, what do you got?
Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella is coming to Disney Plus, which is starring, you know, Brandy and Whitney Houston. And I am so excited.
Bernadette Peters, it has the best songs.
Yes, I agree.
Dude, speaking of songs, today we're going to pick up groceries with, I was picking up groceries with Alice. Today was the first day that my radio has been co-opted by my child. I was like listening to a podcast and, you know, she's sitting in the back seat with her head. What?
Which podcast?
Oh, Criminal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that one, Bev. No. Go on.
Well, and I'm glad because she starts like repeating words that she hears in the pod. I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Anyways, and you know, the pod ends and I'm gonna put on some music, you know, some Gunna. I was gonna put on Gunna, and you know, she's like, Daddy, music too loud. I'm like, I was like, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's a podcast. Play Alice music. What in the world is that? She just, this long pause, she goes,
97.3.
She goes,
FM.
No, she goes, Disney movie songs. I'm like, oh, for the love of God.
Welcome to the next 10 years of
your life. I know. So I put on Disney and it's like, it's just a playlist on YouTube. And I was like, oh, but she doesn't know that I'm skipping through all the Frozen ones because I don't want to hear it. But it's like, here's a Moana song. That's cool. Moana. I'm like, oh, I hate. And then like, I'm at the stoplight in traffic. And I'm like, usually, you know, I'd be bumping pretty hard right now because I'm cool. And now it's like, I'm turning it down.
The MBX. Nice.
Yeah. That's an RDX.
Oh, RDX. My bad.
And more compact. Anyway, that's
they
it.
Didn't need that extra row of seats.
I think we're... No.
You're very lucky that Radio Disney does not exist anymore. Sure. Because I was bumping that for years with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
My sister won a karaoke machine on in a contest too from them.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't think
so. That's too bad.
It would definitely not have any good songs on it now.
Not now. But then, they were banging, yeah. Thanks a lot, everybody, for hanging out with the show. Brittany, thanks for joining us, I guess. I mean, you know, you provided something.
Yes.
Let's do a little fact of the show. Walt went to great lengths to make his employees feel more comfortable in working with him. Well aware of his impact across the globe and how popular he was, when Walt would be in a big discussion with his executive team and Imagineers, he was known for loosening his tie and making himself look more ragged on purpose in order to become less intimidating. He even carried around a pork pie hat in his pocket, pulling that out and wearing it for similar reason, to sort of like bring himself down to his level, because he found out that he realized that people were intimidated to give him his actual opinion because, you know, he's well coiffed and, you know, look dapper all the time. It's Walt Disney. What are you going to do? Tell him no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in. I forgot the 21st Amendment read. Damn it. I'll just cut it in somewhere. It'll be fine. Now, yeah. Now I'm thinking about it. Anyway, whatever. Don't forget our fine people over at Concierge, concierge.com. Don't forget to ask about the 21st Amendment beers wherever you find good craft beer. They have a brand new beer out. It's the Hell or High Pomegranate. It's a wheat beer for you wheat beer fans and pomegranate for you pomegranate fans. So check that out. It's our latest seasonal. I still need to get it. I need to get out to San Leandro. Maybe I'll get out there next weekend and pick some up. But from all intents and purposes, what I hear from Mr. P in the chat, he's always chugging that stuff. And he says it's really good. So if Mr. P likes it, you know you're going to like it too. All right. Thanks a lot for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, I don't know. Be nice to each other. Mainly to me. Be nice to me. Because I need it.
Necessary.
No, it's needed. I really need to be. You know,